the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace. Amen. In today's gospel text, Jesus tells his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount, part 2, that they are salt and light. And salt, by the way, was a Hebrew symbol of covenant. It is a Hebrew symbol of God's promise. It's about preservation. That's what salt is, right? And it's also about flavor enhancement. So it's a powerful image. I think nowadays we think about salt and it's like something our doctors tell us not to have too much of. But in that time, it was about preservation. It was a food preserver, and it also brought out flavor. So that's along the lines of this image. One of my favorite translations of the Bible is The Message by Eugene Peterson. I often quote his version, and if you're ever studying the Bible or leading a Bible study and you get stuck on something, check out Eugene Peterson's version of it, because he doesn't translate the Bible word for word. He doesn't ever claim to do that. What he's trying to do is take what the idea is behind it. He's a brilliant enough Old Testament and New Testament scholar. He can take the idea behind it and put it in language that makes sense for us. So his work, without continuing this commercial, his work is really a gift. He actually died this last year, so he is now the Reverend Dr. Eugene Peterson of blessed memory. So we give thanks for his witness. His translation of this is Jesus is saying to the disciples in the words he translates, and I love this, you're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. You're here to be light bringing out the God colors of this world. I mean, that's really our lesson for the day. That's really the text I think we ought to gather around. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth and light bringing out the God colors of this earth. What does that mean for us? What does it mean for you that you bring out the God colors of this life, the God flavors of this world? We're preparing here. 2 weeks now until the hypothermia shelter. We're getting ready. And I think, as I think about the hypothermia shelter, if you don't know what that is, for a week, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, for how many years? I don't know, decades, has opened up the fellowship hall and been part of a program where those who don't have a place to sleep will have a place to sleep in our fellowship hall for that week, and then they rotate around with other churches. So all winter long, there is a warm bed for anyone that is looking for a place. I think the hypothermia shelter here at Bethlehem, you know, that's another opportunity to bring out the God flavors and God colors for those on this earth. This past week, we signed on. We're a Reconciling in Christ congregation. And we signed on, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, because Reconciling in Christ is open to all people, all sexual orientations. So we signed on to walk with other Lutheran churches in the D.C. Pride Parade, which is in June. Maybe you think about that as we walk and wear, I'm going to wear a collar with other Lutheran churches in D.C., bringing out the God flavors and God colors, the wide open embrace for this world. Chili cook-off was last night. Oh my goodness. I had a moment last night. It's just a couple of us here. What, 20 of us or something? How many were here? I don't know. We're sitting around, and I just had this moment. I was kind of overwhelmed for a second. Nothing fancy with this chili cook-off. We've done it 30 years now, I understand. 30 years we've done the chili cook-off here. It was so much fun, and I just had this moment, just in our simple fun of eating some chili and playing bingo. I had this moment where I was like, I wish everyone in the world could experience this. Because in these troubled times, in so many ways, to just gather together as people of all ages, we had all ages last night, so much fun, just to gather and play around a little bit, laugh a lot, eat some good chili, have a little friendly competition. What a gift. You know what? That's bringing out the God flavors and God colors of this world. You are already salt and light for this world. And listen for the implicit salt and light language we gather around today. Once again, you bring out the God flavors and God colors of this earth. You are salt and light in what you do at work, in what you say to strangers, how you treat people in restaurants or on the road, how you post on the internet, how you talk to people maybe in the airport or at the store. Friends in Christ, you are the salt of the earth, the rays of hope and community for this hurting world. You preserve God's covenant and enhance this earthly walk. So we've been talking a lot here about the movie Just Mercy. We'll talk about it after worship for anybody that wants to stay for that group. If you saw the movie Just Mercy, it's kind of going out of the theaters, I noticed. But a couple of us saw it, and it's all in thanks to the nudgings of Sister Ramona, who we need to keep in prayer today because she wasn't able to be here to lead the discussion that she talked about because of some family health issues. So please do keep her and her daughter Jasmine in your prayer. She's not able to be with us, but she just nudged us to go see this movie, and I'm so glad that we did. It's based on the true story of Bryan Stevenson. Anybody see it in this? I know a couple of you have. Okay. It's based on the true story of Bryan Stevenson, who graduated from Harvard, moved down to Alabama to defend those wrongly condemned on death row, people who couldn't afford proper representation, and had all the cards stacked against them because of the color of their skin. So, in the face of so much blatant racism and the ugly trail of cruelty, talk about salt and light as you see that movie and watch the witness of Bryan Stevenson and others. Hope in the face of deep despair and the endless struggle for justice and truth. Hope and the community stood as a beacon in that movie. I can't help but think of his text here. Being salt and light has so much to do with hope and community. Because why would Christ call us flavor enhancers? Why would Christ call us covenant enjoyers and hope bringers and then hide us in our own private little corners of this world? Why would Christ name us lights and then put a bushel over our heads and hide us? Being salt and light, you see, has a lot to do with hope and community. Hide it under a bushel? Hide us under a bushel? No, of course, the song goes. God says today to all sisters and brothers in Christ that we are the light of the world. We bring out the God colors in this world. You reflect God in your words and actions, even in just being. You reflect God for everyone to see. Do you believe that? I mean, we say this to our kids all the time. You reflect more than just yourself when you go out there in the world. I like to say that to our kids whenever they're going on a youth trip or something. Remember, you represent not just yourselves, but you represent all of us here at Bethlehem. You represent your families and your communities. We say that to our kids in an attempt, I think, to get them to behave. And all those things are true. They do represent the rest of us. But what about you, adults? Do you believe that you reflect God for this world? Raise your hand if you think you reflect God for this world. Oh, it's easy to be humble in this question. It is easy to be humble here, Lutherans. We're very humble people. I mean, not me. I don't reflect God. I wish I did. I'm nothing like this person, though. Fill in the blank. In fact, let's just entertain that for a second. I want you to think of someone in your life who does represent the God colors of this world. Another way to think of this is who makes your faith three-dimensional? Who really enhances faith and life for you? Who has taught you in significant days? Let's entertain our humility for a moment. Not me. I don't reflect God. Think about who it is that does then. Who do you see bringing out the God flavors and God colors through their words and their actions? Maybe they're dearly departed. Maybe they're still with us. But I actually want you to just turn to your neighbor and tell them that just one person who brings out the God flavors, the God colors, who is the salt of the earth for you in your life. Go ahead and tell that person next to you who this person is. Did anybody mention anybody else who's a member here at Bethlehem? Yeah. It's okay if you didn't. Anybody mention someone else from Bethlehem here? Yeah. Would you be willing to share?
My mom.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We just named one person, but that's just an example of the ways that we can shine God's light on one another in this congregation, just among us here. So I want to encourage you to write this person a letter of thanks this week, if they're still with us. Write that person. This is just a little aside, a little bit of homework assignment, but it's worth it. It's worth it because these people are gifts to us, people that shine God's light, salt of the earth in our own lives. Just take a moment this week and write them a little card or a note. Say, "Pastor told me I had to do this," if you have to. So I just wanted to tell you, thank you for being the salt of the earth in my life. Thank you for being the light for me and for this world in so many ways. Just take some time this week. It shouldn't take too long to write them a little note. And if the person you named and are thinking of is dearly departed, gone before us, maybe think of somebody else who you can write and say a little thank you to. But let's go back to you, humble people. Because most of you didn't raise your hand. Most of you don't think that you reflect God. You do reflect God because this person you just named reflected God to you. So therefore, gotcha, you reflect God for this world. Christ has shined his eternal light of hope on you. Plus, you've had that same light shined on you by an esteemed faith partner. So you are definitely the salt of the earth. Most definitely, you too are the light of the world. And it's not because I think so, necessarily. I do think so as I look around this room. But it's not about what I think. This is not my opinion. This is God's fact. This is Christ's truth. I'm just trying to preach what Jesus says, not what I think. You reflect God. You bring out divine flavors and colors that cheer up this planet. We are living embodiments of God's hope and community for this world. Friends, it's already so. It's already so. You're the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and we're also called into more. Christ calls us anew into this identity. Christ has called you to keep shining brightly, not in a showy or flashy way, not in a self-righteous way, but keep sharing God with this world. Keep showing God even more to this planet. Keep pointing to hope and community. Keep drawing out the covenant of God, lifting up the promise of grace, enhancing the flavor of the incarnation, illuminating the radical embrace of the divine through all of your words and all of your actions. Let your light shine bright, people of God. Did you ever sing that at camp? Let my light shine bright all the day and through the night, all the way for you. Yeehaw! No? I grew up in Texas. Maybe that's what it is. We would sing that. Let your light shine bright for this world, because the light is a warm and inviting symbol. That's the image here. It's not about excluding. The city on the hill, Jesus mentions in the gospel text, it's meant to be the city on the hill. Can have a negative connotation, but it is meant to be not over and against the world. It is a place that all can see. That's what's meant in that image of the city on the hill. It's recognizable not for its own glory and good, but for the good of the world. It has many entrances, the city on the hill. Isn't that wonderful? I think about our church. Many entrances. City on a hill is a place where everyone knows that they will be safe and welcomed and loved and accepted and fed and washed and empowered. And this is that place. Bethlehem Lutheran Church is a city on the hill. Because of Christ, not because of us. Because of Christ, we are that city that Jesus is talking about. See, that city is not a literal city like Jerusalem anymore. The city of God is extended now beyond the confines of one ancient group. It breaks out into the world. We are one of many in this city of God's mercy, not for our own good and glory, but for the good of the world. We are that people, a light shining bright, salt that enhances. And we are safe here. So we go now to be safety for others. We are fed here, so we go now to feed others. We are washed here and forgiven here and renewed here, and so we go now to wash and forgive and renew others. We are loved here. Thanks be to God.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.